Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is July 17, 2008, and I am your hostess, Joanne, and I'm thankful to all of you who are tuning in at this special time. Please make sure that you check out Monday, 6/21/08, at the regularly scheduled time of 10 p.m. Eastern Time for Carrie Southworth, who will be playing Dr. Claire Simpson on the new season of Night Shift, which does premiere July 22nd at 11 p.m. on SoapNet. And let's see, who else do we got? Tuesday will be Christina Chambers, also at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, Denise Vassey, who plays Randy Morgan, she'll be on also at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to play a little music for you, and I'll be back in just a minute. So don't go nowhere. We're waiting for our guests to call in. So hang on a minute, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, hey, hey. I hope everybody recognized that song. That was Janet Jackson, Love Will Never Do Without You, which our guest, Antonio Sabato Jr., played a big part in that video. It's one of my favorite songs. Let's get down to brass knuckles, people. You have all heard me say at one time or another when I introduce my guests that they are fan favorites or even my personal favorites. This guest is actually my all-time favorite actor that had ever been on GH, and I'm extremely excited to announce his return as the fabulously handsome Jagger Cates on the new season of Night Shift starting July 22nd at 11 p.m. on SoapNet. So please join me in welcoming Antonio Sabato Jr. to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Antonio.
How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm fabulous. Are you kidding me? This is such an honor for me. I have to say, I'm gushing a tiny bit here.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Where do we start? First of all, let me say thanks for coming on the show again. And I know you're extremely busy with the new schedule, and I appreciate that you took the time to do this for your fans. It was very sweet of you.
My pleasure.
Secondly, let me start by congratulating you on your big win last night, Celebrity Circus.
Yes, I know. I won. It's so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. It was fantastic. I got goosebumps. The expression on your face was just so sincere and genuine. I really felt for you, and I was so, so excited that you won.
Oh, it meant so much to me. It's been an awesome show, one of those shows that you walk away going, you know, I was part of an amazing journey, and it's been a pleasure being a part of it from the beginning. I mean, I only have great things to say about everyone on the show, the celebrities,
right,
the crew, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Was just amazing.
Now, that I watched, I have to say that I really didn't watch it until probably like the middle of it. I don't really watch too much television, but what I did see was you just worked so intense, and what I heard is that you were like the first one there, the last one to leave, and the stunts that you did were so incredible, and you only had 4 days to get your routines down?
Well, we trained for 8 weeks. I had 4 days to train for the Wheel of Death because at the last minute they couldn't bring the flying trapeze into the stage, which I trained for 2 months. So, you know, it was a challenge in every single way. But that's why I took this job, you know. I just wanted to challenge myself. There's nothing like it on television. It's exciting to watch, and I really, truly believe they're going to bring it back because it deserves another chance.
Right.
Because it's a colorful show. It's, you know, you don't see celebrities doing that stuff. They're always trying to make fun of celebrities or anybody on these reality shows, and this one was nothing like it. It was a fun show that took... it took the celebrities to another level, and we're all very happy we were part of it.
And you did, but can they sing?
Yeah.
Are we going to do Dancing with the Stars next?
There's a talk out there, especially now that I won, and people are talking about it for this upcoming season. I haven't heard anything from my people, but if they asked, I would love that. That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Absolutely. I bet you'll never go to the circus again with your kids and look at it the same way.
No.
You know, and I'm sure they won't either after they saw how hard you trained and to do the things that they would see normally, you know?
Yeah, I would love to keep doing it, you know, to do some special shows here and there, go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. The performing part, the training part, everything about it. I highly respect for the circus at this point. I mean, I always had, you know, because what they were doing was amazing. But now that I've tried and I've done some of it, it's now I have much higher respect for it.
Well, didn't you say that you had some family members that performed in the circus?
Yes, my grandfather from my mother's side,
mm-hmm,
and my mother when she was very little.
Mm-hmm.
They own a circus that would just kind of go around Europe. They were from the Czech Republic, and at the time it was a way to get out of the country. And
yeah, my family's from there too.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Kubasek is my last
yeah.
name. Yes, definitely. I saw that.
Awesome.
I was like, would never know it by looking at you. I had absolutely no clue. I said, gosh, I said, would I be too forward when he called to have him speak to me in Italian? And then I said, oh, my God, his mom's from Czech. I was like, that's amazing.
It's great. That's awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, I had it in my blood, you know, and when the opportunity came and they explained to me what kind of show that was going to be, I called my mom and I said, you know what, I really should do this. This is a circle of life, you know. It's one of those things where it has to happen. So,
right,
there
right.
You go. Yeah.
Oh gosh, and you were fabulous in it. I really do hope they do approach you for Dancing with the Stars. I think that would bring a lot of viewers back also. And now, gosh, you coming back to GH, even on night shift, this has been a dream of so many Jagger fans, which I'm sure you know you still have out there. You've
mm-hmm.
been gone such a long time, but Jagger has never really left the soap world or the soap buzz when it comes to General Hospital.
No.
I mean, not at all. And I'm going to be, I mean, you're younger than me, but I'm going to say definitely you were my first soap crush.
Aww.
And when I heard you were coming back, I could not have been more elated. And I think it's a fabulous idea that they're bringing you back now to Night Shift, because it desperately needed some help after last season. I don't know if you watched it. Not a lot of people were pleased with the last season. I know I wasn't, and I
oh,
made
really?
That.
What happened?
Yeah. It was, it was just too far-fetched, you know, the way that they tried to do it, where, you know, you would have on General Hospital and here you got Jason Morgan and Sonny Corinthos on General Hospital and then, you know, doing their normal thing. And then you got Bizarro World Night Shift where Jason Morgan is, you know, doing community service, mopping up floors. It didn't mesh. It didn't do it right. And
yeah, no, I heard about that. That's, you know, this season, Night Shift has its own identity, its own show, its own,
right.
You know, one-hour drama. That's going to take the storylines not back to General Hospital. It's just going to be on Night Shift and
own thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's
so
what
the whole thing is
going to
be different.
For.
Now,
I had a few of your cast members on over the last couple of days. I had on Ethan Raines and Jason Thompson the other night, and we were talking about what's going to happen now. You're coming back with your 5-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
Stone, who is autistic, correct?
Correct.
And, you know, forgive me for having the lack of memory. This is Karen's son?
No, this is not Karen's
it's
son.
Not.
We haven't
okay.
established or we haven't said who the mother was. Karen already
okay.
had died. And then
Okay. That's what I couldn't remember if she had actually died or not, because that would have been a nice way to tie in Ken Schreiner back to the story if that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
so
you're coming back, and this is going to be a big thing for Robin. You know, I don't know how they're going to integrate what she's got going on now on GH into Night Shift. This whole baby daddy drama story going on with Patrick, and now you know here he comes on Night Shift, and he's chief of staff, and all of a sudden, knock knock, here comes Jagger with baby Stone. So that's going to just probably bring back like a flood of emotions and things up a little bit.
Yes, for sure. And there's going to be a relationship between Robin and Stone that's going to get, you know, real close since she's pregnant and she sees Stone and the memories of Stone come back and everything like that. So we're going to play with that. Then there's also a relationship between myself and Tristan Rogers that's going to establish, you know, a sort of a friendship father-son situation that it's going to take place. So, and then maybe a love interest in between that we're trying to figure out right now. So it's going to be an exciting summer. I think a lot of stuff are going to go on, and you're going to see your characters being on that show dealing with their own unique situations and relationships, and that's what you want.
Absolutely, definitely. I honestly stopped watching. I think I only watched 3 episodes last season. The last one I watched was when Steve Burton's character was giving a woman a C-section in an elevator with a switchblade. I was like, okay, I just can't watch this no more. This is just like not even real for soaps. So I was praying that it was going to be different. So I'm excited about it, and so is everyone else. So, and they're even more excited that you're back. I just want you to know that.
Oh, I really adore my fans and the way they support me, and they have been supporting me since the beginning. So trust me, I don't forget about them, and I take them with me every day.
So now, how did they approach you with Night Shift?
Well, Night Shift, I think it's been on everybody's mind, as far as Jagger's concerned, for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark Teschner is a good friend of mine, casting director for General Hospital, mm-hmm. and Night Shift, just called me and told me there was a possibility if I was willing to come back and work as Jagger again. And I was so excited to hear that I initially just said yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jagger is absolutely one of those unrecastable roles. So if they would have brought anybody back besides you, it would have been suicide for them. It really, just as if they would bring anybody but Vanessa Marcel back as Brenda. You know,
it's in the works right now. I don't know if I haven't talked to Vanessa yet, but I'm sure I'm going to see her very soon.
Yeah, well, I heard about that. They're keeping it a little hush-hush, but you guys definitely originated some roles that just cannot be cast by any other actor. They just wouldn't be acceptable.
And I appreciate that so much, you know, in the soap world especially, you know, characters are being recast all the time by other people, and
they
always been fair to me by not letting anyone play Jagger, I got to tell you, I mean, I think this Jagger loves the Rolling Stones. Between Jagger and Stone, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, I should have a daughter named Rolling.
I didn't even think about it like that, but yeah, I guess
so. I'm going to have Mick Jagger come over and do a guest star on General Hospital if I do come back this fall. And maybe
they'll get to have the audio department play some backdrop music of the Rolling Stones in one of your scenes. That would be pretty cool.
He could be my lost dad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I couldn't even go there because you are just too beautiful to be any child of Mick Jagger's. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was
just
adopted
can't.
By Mick Jagger.
That we could buy. That we can definitely buy. Now, when tell me about the first day back on the GH set. That had to feel like just going straight home, right?
Yeah, it did. It felt like I was just going back to a place that I know very well and it's familiar to me. And as soon as I got there, I mean, the makeup people were the same ones, and just big hugs and just a lot of talk about what's been happening, you know, how you've been,
mm-hmm.
that type of stuff. The crew and obviously Kimberly. Yeah, it was just good times, and just stepped in, and it was just easy does it from the beginning.
Right, like putting on an old show.
Yeah, I
can
great.
Imagine that. So now, let's see here. Robin is gonna play a role. Besides the fact that he's Stone with the name Stone, does autism play a role in why you come back? Like, why does Jagger all of a sudden come back to GH? Are you
allowed
to
say? Well, he comes back because, you know, he's raising his little boy by himself. And at this
mm-hmm.
point, he wants him to know more about where Jagger came from and.
Mm-hmm.
How everything started for him, and he wants him to have some roots and to know the history of his family and to have a family. And then the only place that he could find a family would be poor Charles.
Right.
And that's where he decides to come back and show his little boy where everything really, really started from. And that's where we take it from. And throughout the process of that, he finds out, you know, about the autism and about just the responsibility that he has to take upon at this point as
mm-hmm.
a father. So Jagger's, you know, he's dealing with responsibilities. He's being a man and
right.
a father. Where
right,
he
and,
never
and
really
he's
had
a
to
cop
do that
now,
before.
Right?
What's that?
A cop or FBI agent?
He's an FBI agent.
Right.
So, you know, poor Charles, you know, needs an FBI agent. There's a lot of stuff going on there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. But that's the thing, though. It would be fantastic if there was a way for them to, I'm hoping, my hope for you on that show, if it's at all possible, is once night shift is done, is to have them put you back into General Hospital mainstream and put you back into that crackpot PCPD and kind of, you know, like start reining them in, you know. I mean, that would be a pretty cool thing because of the history of Jagger and Sonny and Jason.
Oh, and that's a whole, yeah, for sure. I think the ABC is too smart not to think about that right now, and I think they're just, you know, they have to support Night Shift, and that's what we're here to do. But at the same time, you know, after September, you know, we'll decide. We'll know sooner than that, but we'll decide about going to GH and push GH even further. So they know that I'm there to support either one and ABC. I've been supporting them from the beginning, and that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Right. And you did a little stint on Bold and the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I have a movie in pre-production, Gardel.
Yeah, Gardel is in pre-production right now. Armand Mastroianni is a friend of mine who's been offered to direct the film at this point. He's going to be coming into town, and we'll sit down and figure this thing out. Gardel was a dancer, an Argentinian dancer, and there's a lot of history there. So, plus the dancing part of it, it would take time to really come up with a really good script right now. There is a story. There is no script. Plus, we don't even know when we could actually shoot it if everything else goes into place. You know, General Hospital, Dancing with the Stars, a possible reality show this summer with MTV or the E! Channel, which would happen in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff on the plate right now that I don't even know if I'll be able to shoot that film anyway. So I have to talk to Armand and figure this thing out. But that's in the works, too. There's a lot of stuff going on for Sabato Jr. right now.
Well, you know, that's fantastic. You can't complain about being a working actor, that's for sure, especially,
after
the writer's strike and everything. Gosh.
Yes, it's an exciting time for me, and I don't want to slow down at all. I just want to ride this wave and keep riding it.
And your children are growing and getting so big?
Yes. You've seen them on TV. They've been there on every show, and
they
support me. I only have amazing, great things to say about them. You know, I just adore them, and they keep me going.
That's so good. I got such goose pimples last night when you were, this morning rather, when I watched the episode of you winning, when you held up the trophy. I'm like, this is for my kids. I actually did download a little clip of it for people who didn't hear it. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to play your winning moment.
I know. I mean, it was, you know, when I decided to do a reality show, and that was the one to do, I just said, hey, you know, I got to be real. I got to be myself, just have fun, have a great time, and just don't hide behind something else or someone else. I'm glad that there was never a fake moment in the show, that's who I am. You got to see who I really am.
Yeah, well, can I tell you, when you did the Wheel of Death, and the woman, the judge, the Aurelia woman, I wanted to come through that television and kind of smack her. And I was, like, really happy. You were like, don't tell me. I was like, go tell her. Who does she think she is? I was getting mad. But I'm glad that you stuck up for yourself, and you were just so like, I'm a man, and that's it. Oh, I loved it. I was getting mad at that lady.
It was just in the heat of the moment. I actually got to know Aurelia Katz, and she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. I actually took her to my restaurant the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Every show needs a Simon Cowell.
Yeah. I mean, she's
show needs a Simon.
Yeah, we went to lunch over at my restaurant in Beverly Hills. I have a restaurant called Prego, which is like...
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's on Brighton and Camden in Beverly Hills. It's an amazing Italian restaurant. I mean, it's like the best Italian restaurant in LA at this point.
I'll have to put it up on our website. I've never been to California, so maybe one of these days I will. I'm actually moving back to New York.
Oh, please, if you do, let us know and we'll hook you up. You'll love it.
Antonio, you just telling me that makes me want to go book a ticket. Come on now. I'm going to be moving back up to New York, actually. So any plans on expanding these restaurants?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are. We're thinking about going to Vegas right now.
Uh-huh.
And California, other places like San Francisco as well. There's
mm-hmm.
places in Vegas that it's going to take about a year to build. And that's, it's called the City Center. It's got about 8,000 rooms. It's a huge, amazing hotel right
wow.
on the strip, and we're trying to get a place there. So in about a year, we'll have a Prego there as well, and then we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some people in the chat room saying that you have to come to Miami and Fort Lauderdale to open one of these restaurants, too.
Yeah, I would love that. Miami would be a great, great place. I love Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
Well, that's where we are now. We're in Fort Lauderdale. That's where I'm based out of right now.
My cousin Joe is in Fort Lauderdale, and he lives there. And
oh, really?
I come visit there quite often.
I live in Weston.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Miami. I love Florida. I love it all. Out there, it's the best.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good place. We have some people in the chat room. Someone's asking me, they want to know what is different about night shift than back when you were filming on General Hospital before. What do you, is it different as far as filming goes, or?
The filming is pretty much the same. I miss, obviously, some certain people that I used to work with, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you know, Michael Sutton to play Stone, and Wendy Rich was the executive producer. I miss her. She's not working at General Hospital anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Carrie Shane and Vanessa Marcel, these were people that I worked with for 2 years continuously
right.
on a daily basis. So, but as far as the shooting is concerned, it's pretty much the same. It's the same format. We
mm-hmm.
have our own set. We have our own studio. We don't work at General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same kind of thing.
Are you guys going to be using the green screen technology?
Oh yeah, at times
okay.
yeah. But I haven't used it. I didn't need to in my storyline. But Kimberly just recently used it, and we're shooting HD high definition
mm-hmm.
cameras. It's great. So, and it's shot more of a TV show format. Since we have 13 episodes, we have more time to shoot around, to
right.
work around the scenes.
Right.
We do, you know, one episode a week like a TV show rather than General Hospital. They work every day, 5 days a week. So
mm-hmm.
The arc of the characters, it's more established, and there's definitely a lot more time to work on those characters.
Right. Then I have another question here from someone by the name of Cubby Bear. They mm-hmm. want to know, what is it about your conversations with Sri that convinced you to do Night Shift 2?
My conversation with who, I'm sorry?
The head writer, Sri?
Oh, yeah, Sri. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, as soon as I heard about Jagger, I just, you know, pretty much said yes, because it's a character that is dear to me, and I have never been approached to do Jagger before in 13 years. There's never been a time or a place to do it. This time there was, and
mm-hmm.
so I was already into it from the beginning. When they started talking to me about the issues, the situations with the son and Kimberly and everything else,
mm-hmm.
it's been great.
Right.
It's been getting better and better. So I just couldn't say no. Just to be in the family of General Hospital was good enough for me, and to have the fans know about it, and to do it for them as well, because I know how bad they want Jagger to come back. It just
yeah.
meant everything to me.
Yeah, definitely. It's very, very long overdue.
Yeah.
I have to say that. Okay, I have a couple callers on the line. You ready to take a couple phone calls?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go over here to area code 585. You're on the phone with Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is Ruth.
What's going
oh.
on?
Not much.
Okay.
I really don't have questions. I just want to welcome you back to General Hospital.
Thank you very much.
And, well, night shift, too, but I have to wait to watch it. A friend of mine in Tennessee is going to tape it for me.
Okay.
So I can't watch it until probably Christmas time.
Well,
but,
you're also
going
to get the DVDs, so you could actually watch it at any time.
Really?
Yeah.
They're
going to
do that?
Yes, they will, for sure.
Awesome, because they didn't do it for the Night Shift 1.
No, they did.
Night Shift 1's on DVD.
Yeah.
I've been looking for it. I can't find it.
You go to soapnet.com, Ruth.
Really?
Or abc.com.
Yeah. Either one, or you just search it on the internet.
I did that too, but it just said I can download whatever it is, iTunes or something.
Yeah,
maybe,
you can do that
sure.
too. But I'll
really?
Try. I'll find you a link, Ruth, and I'll
Thank
email you,
you
a link.
But I am so excited to have you back.
Oh,
you
I'm
are
so excited
an
too.
Icon.
Thank you.
I have watched General Hospital for I'm not going to even tell you how long, but. To have you back is a thrill, and I can't begin to tell you how excited we are.
I'm very excited, too, I've got to tell you, so I feel the same
and,
way.
And do you get fan mail if we send it into General Hospital?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
do you answer
sure.
it? Will you
yes,
answer
of
it?
Course. Yes, I will.
Yes?
Yes.
Awesome, because we've already sent letters to you there.
Thank you. Okay, good.
They're already on their way.
Good, thank you.
So, you've got them in there. There's one from Tennessee and one from Rochester, New York. So they're sitting there waiting for you.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Well, I go to work tomorrow. I'll check it out.
Oh, please do. And but you're going to go back. You're going to go over to General Hospital then, right?
Well, I don't
say?
Know any of it yet. I mean,
no.
General Hospital hasn't approached me yet, but obviously, you know, we're still at the beginning of Night Shift, and we have the whole summer, the rest of the summer, to do the rest of the season. So as soon as I know, you guys will be the first to know.
Awesome. Do you have a MySpace?
I used to. I don't have MySpace anymore.
Oh, that's
No, it's just too much to deal with, and I just had no time to get in
right.
touch with everybody, and it just wasn't fair to them, so I just decided
right.
to close it down.
It is. It's a pretty busy site when you have one.
But there is a fan club. It's, you get it right. It's Antonio Sabato.
Oh, tell me what it is so I could put it up, Antonio.
Yeah, she'll put it right on the chat.
Oh, just put Sabato List.
I'm sorry, say that again, honey?
It's Sabato List.
Sabato List?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your fan club site?
That's his official fan club. Do they have a website up yet? Or
they did have a website yet. Let me see. I'm going to check it right now. You guys can keep talking. Let me see. It's.
well, that's a good thing. You know, with the MySpace, it does get a little crazy, but Bradford Anderson was on last night. I don't know if you met him yet. The guy that plays Spinelli on GH, he was telling us because for a long, you know, as a new character on GH, he tried to do his best and answer all his fan mail. But then once he started getting busier and busier, he said he had over 1,000 messages in his email, and there's just like no way, you know, you can expect anybody to answer that.
Yeah, I'm checking it right now. I think it's antoniosabatojr.com or what.
I didn't find it either when I was looking.
Antonio, you can't lose yourself.
No, he's up. Trust me. Listen to me. Stardish Radio will make sure that Antonio Sabato Jr. never loses himself.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
Joanne will never let that happen.
No,
she will find
not in
you.
A million years. No, I mean, you know, anything that he does or is doing will definitely be promoted on my show. So
that will be
one way or another,
yeah.
You will know about it. So, you know.
That will be terrific.
Absolutely. But, we'll work on finding that website and fan club list, and I'll post it in a blog. Okay, I'm going to get over to some other callers.
Okay, and Antonio, welcome back, and best of luck, and General Hospital, best get you.
Thank you.
We will
so
write
much.
In. We will write in for you.
I appreciate
it. And we'll get to the powers that be, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And it was a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay, Rube. Take care, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, somebody just posted in the chat room. It's Antonio Sabato Jr. Online.com.
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 Okay.
They've
you.
Got quicker fingers than me. So it's definitely up there, so go check it out. Okay. Thanks so much, Ruth.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to area code 201, which is New Jersey. You're on the phone with the Antonio Sabato Jr.
Hi, Antonio. Hey, Joanne.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Antonio? Congratulations about last night.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was amazing. Amazing moment in my life.
I don't blame you. You had to take challenges.
What's that?
I said you have to take challenges.
Yes, you do. You have to. And that was an amazing challenge, and I'm glad that I did it with the most amazing people.
That's good. Well, I want to welcome you back. What was that?
No, go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
No, I was trying to figure out what you were saying. Go ahead. You go first.
Okay. I just want to welcome you back to the television show, General Hospital.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering how it is to work with Jason Thompson.
It's great. They're all very good people. A lot of fun to be around, and it's been nice. It's been really nice. He's
a good
guy. Because
he worked with Timberlake before and all that, so I figured I'd ask how it is to work with Jason.
He's a nice guy to work with. A lot of fun, makes jokes, but very professional and, like I said, I mean, pretty easy to work with.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, and you are too.
Very nice guy. You'll like him.
I do like him.
Well, she said she thinks you're very nice, too. I don't think he heard that part.
Thanks. Cool.
You're welcome.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I'm getting questions in the chat room. Did you get to work with Sonia Eddy yet?
No, not yet.
Mm. She's a force to be reckoned with. I can't wait to hear your reaction on her. She's a fantastic lady. So
she
no
scenes
with Sonia yet. Yeah, she plays the head nurse with Billy D. Williams.
Oh, yes.
Epiphany.
You know what? I did work with her. Yeah, no, I take it back. I did work with her. She's got so much energy, that girl. A lot of fun. A smile on her face on a daily basis. Yeah, she's a lot of fun. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move right along to, this next caller is from Florida also. Her name is Maggie. She's a big soap fan, and she calls in on every show. So this is Maggie. You're on the phone with Antonio. Maggie, are you there? Hi, Maggie. You're on the phone with Antonio.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I can't wait to watch you on Tenable Hard About Not Sleep.
Awesome. I can't wait to start showing myself to you too.
Yeah. What? Doreen.
Yes.
Doreen. Why do you not pick me up last night?
Maggie, there were so many callers. Do you have another question for Antonio, though? Because I have to take some other callers right now.
No.
Okay, so then you can send me an email, okay?
Why you can't pick me up, Washington?
Because there's a lot of people that are on hold, honey, so I have to hang up with you, okay?
Bye.
Okay, honey. Bradford Anderson had so many people on hold last night, and I do my best to try and get all the fans in that I can. Mm-hmm. And she, unfortunately, last night wasn't one of them, so she's probably mad at me. Okay. Bringing on area code 312. Tony, you're on the phone with Antonio.
Hey, how you doing, Joanne?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing,
Joanne?
Hey, Antonio, what's going on, man?
What's going on, bro?
Not a whole lot. First of all, I want to congratulate you on winning Celebrity Circus last night.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
And also, congratulations also with Brian, your role of Jagger on the Night Ship spinoff on General Hospital. Speaking of which, why did you decide to come back to that show and not the regular show?
They just came to me for that one. They didn't come to me. They didn't offer me anything on General Hospital. So, you know, it was good enough for me, you know, since it's pretty much the same. I mean, it's the same mother network, and you know, but it's a nighttime. So I was glad that I was asked to do to bring Jagger back in any way. So, but we'll see. Maybe General Hospital will come along too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I also want, this is another question I want to quickly ask you before we take other calls. I know you've done a lot of film and television roles, anywhere from like Melrose Place to Herb 2. You was a regular on that show. You was a regular on Lois and Clark, and also other shows. What do you prefer doing more, soap operas, primetime shows, or films?
I just enjoy working on good scripts, good people, mm-hmm. and tell you the truth, right now with the economy being the way it is, I mean, we're lucky enough as actors to be working, period.
Absolutely.
It's been a really tough time for a lot of people in the business, especially this year, and now we have the actor strike going on, so, and the economy is not doing too good, so I'm very fortunate that I can pay my bills and take care of my kids at this point. So
that's true. That's a lot of truth.
I mean, 1% of actors in the world works. 99% of actors don't. That's the reality of what's going on in my business. And, like, you know, to be working nowadays is pretty cool. It's a good thing. We're blessed.
Well, I'm glad. Well, I'm glad for you guys. We're all on Night Shift. We're looking forward to seeing you starting next week, my friend.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Take care. I'll talk to you next week, Joanne.
All right, Tony. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. We're going to move on to area code 954. This is Linda. You're on the phone with Antonio.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Antonio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to give you a call and congratulate you, and so happy to have you kind of back on the canvas, and you're no doubt going to, you know, bring those ratings up from where they are, and you're definitely going to be the star of the show, so
okay.
I'm just excited to have you come on board.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
Awesome. So you've got your dressing room all set up?
Yeah, I'm in the dressing room, and I already shot 3 episodes already.
Great. Well, you know, definitely make it homey. I have a feeling you're going to definitely be there for a while.
Yeah, well, until the end of the summer we're there, and then the 13 episodes is over, and then I might have to open up.
Well, you know, it sounds like that's going to be a great schedule for you if you're only shooting kind of through the summer. It kind of frees you up to work on other projects. So.
Yes, for sure.
Awesome. Well, we miss you down here in Miami. It's been a long time coming, so hopefully you'll come down and we can support you down in Florida.
I would love to come to Florida.
Awesome. Well,
again, just right around the corner.
Yeah, bring your kids to Orlando.
I would love that. I was just talking to Joy Fatone last night. He just invited me to go down to his house in Orlando, so I might just take him up on that one after.
Yeah, you know what? I was just there a couple of weeks ago. SeaWorld opened up a new water park. It's called Aquatica.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's just truly amazing. It's like such a fun place to take the kids. And, I mean, my 7-year-old, I don't think I even saw him like more than 2 times the entire day. Mm-hmm. So it was great. All right, well, congratulations, and I'll go ahead and jump off so we can take other callers.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye, Joanne. Good night.
See you later, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Super Soap Weekend, San Antonio. Last year, you know Super Soap Weekend. They do it every year down in Orlando. They get about 10 actors from each soap, One Life, All My Children, and GH, and they bring them down to Orlando, and they do this huge thing over at MGM. For 2 days. But last year they brought the cast of Night Shift, which was fabulous. It's in November. This year is November 15th and 16th, I believe, it's slated for. They do it every year. And it's just really amazing to, you know, for the actors and for the fans. You know, you get like these little, if you've ever been to Disney, you know, you get those fast passes to go on the rides. Well, the fans get the fast passes to do a meet and greet with the actor. And they get up, and it's like, you know, sitting in the middle of a night waiting online. They go in, they get their fast passes, and you got the actors are designated certain times at certain areas of the park. Mm-hmm. And they bring those passes. They come through. They take a picture with you. You do an autograph, and you make everybody's day. And they did that last year with the night shift cast from last year. So I'm really hoping that they do it again this year, and mm-hmm. you're a part of that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great for the kids, too. You know, you bring them down and have a nice little Orlando vacation. November in Orlando is beautiful.
Not
too hot. Really just, you know, really, really nice. So I'm hoping that they'll do that with you guys.
I hope so.
Yes, let's see here. We got a couple more callers. Area code 614, you're on the phone with Antonio Sabato Jr.
Hello.
How are you?
So I have a question for you. I have three questions for you, actually.
Okay.
What's your name? Straight shooting here. Kim.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, is Jagger going to be a friend or foe of Patrick Greig? Who is Jagger's romantic interest going to be? Because we know he's going to have one. And why are they even teasing a Robin Jagger romance? Because that was Jagger Stone's brother, and that's just kind of gross.
Well, I don't think they're selling it like that.
They are.
No, I mean, you might take it the wrong way, but they're just kind of just leaving it out there. But it's not like that at all. I mean, as far as Patrick is concerned, so far what I've known in the three episodes we shot, there is no enemies or no issues there between him and Patrick. Patrick knows who Jagger is from Robin, and everybody's cool. So, and as far as the love interest is concerned, we're testing the waters right now. So in the upcoming weeks, we'll know more about who might come into place there.
Okay, that's
you
gotta
just keep it going, and you know we have 13 episodes. We just want to make them all very, very interesting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. These girls, some of them can't call Antonio because they're just so mystified and they're just getting cold feet. So. It's funny. It's you know, I have some girls that call and they'd like just trip over their tongues on certain people. And a lot of them in this chat room are the same way. I don't have no problem calling them out.
Uh-huh.
Call up and just get on the phone. Okay, we're going to go to area code 336. You're on the phone with Antonio.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Antonio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you much. I wanted to say also congratulations to you, Beth. The Celebrity Circus, that was fabulous.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome. And we definitely love, I'm excited that you're coming to General Hospital in any way, shape, or form, so night shift. Congrats to that.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, but my question is, and it's probably, I'm coming in a little bit on the end of the show, but I wanted to know if there's any decisions to bring the character of Karen in that you work with on the General Hospital when you're on General Hospital.
Well, Karen died. Obviously, they can still bring her back some way or another, but
right.
as far as I know, she passed away, and,
right.
and we even talked about it on the show. But once again, it's a soap opera, so things could
exactly.
be different. So there's always a possibility. If the fans really want someone to come back, they could have her come back. You know, it's just
well,
a matter. It's up to the fans.
We're going to start a petition then because we want you to transfer over to General Hospital, but I think the fans are going to flood ABC, I'm sure. But
well, that would be one way of doing it. That would be great.
Definitely. So I'm going to mention that on my show as well. But I'd like to also ask, and I hope this is not an inappropriate question. If it is, just let me know. My feelings won't be hurt.
No.
But in the political climate that we're in right now, do you have a choice right now? Who are you leaning toward for president? Are you still trying to decide?
Well, you know, they both have good things to say. I haven't really made up my mind. I like them both, in like I said,
right.
in different things. I appreciate everything that Obama is trying to do, and if anything, he's the smartest guy out there and in politics at this point. So when the time comes, I'll know more. But I'm glad that things are being stirred up and talked about, and
Exactly.
New things are coming to play. That I enjoy. So when there is time for change. So if it was up for the change, obviously I would pick Obama right away. So
okay.
But I just want to wait a little bit. I want to hear them talk right. A little bit more and talk to the people and just bring up situations. But that's already starting, so I'm glad that's happening.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, guys, for taking my call. I'm excited. So, but thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's a little crazy out there right now. I try not to get into all that politics.
Yeah, politics is tough to talk about, but I'm excited that people are talking about it.
That's the thing. You always had those rules. You don't discuss religion or politics. But at this stage in the game, I think politics is exactly what people need to be talking about. So I think that rule needs to be tossed out, you know, pretty much right about now.
I know. It's an interesting time. So the best men will win.
Yeah, exactly. I had a question in from the chat room. Being that Stone's birthday is in August, are they going to do possibly, I don't know, maybe she's saying like a montage of memories between Jagger and Robin, and do they have anything slated that you know of right now to remember his birthday?
I don't, but I'll ask tomorrow when I go to work. I truly haven't had any time to really slow down a bit between circus and night shift. But now I do, so now I can rest up a bit and go back to 100% for night shift. So I'll know more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll definitely want to have you back. When things heat up and stuff like that, I definitely want to be back. But we have one more caller, and then I will absolutely be able to, unfortunately, let you go and get on with your life.
So you have the website, right? So we have the website for the fans to log in.
Yes, I have it. Yep, I have it here, and I'm going to put it up on my blog because I have a MySpace page, a personal one, and one for the show. And then I also have a through the network Blog Talk. I have a website for that also. So I'll put it up on every last one of them.
Okay.
So don't worry about that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Let me get this last call. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you just tell the guy that set this up with us, I don't want to say names, just anything you got going on, tell him to forward it to me, and I'll post it immediately.
Okay.
This is an immediate thing for me. So.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. Anything. So, okay, we're going to go to area code 215. You're on the phone with Antonio.
Hello?
Hi.
I totally love Jagger. I love you. I've watched your career ever since TH back way back when with Karen and when you were with Brenda, and you were just so hot. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I wanted to ask you, I know you're asked so many questions about night shift, but I wanted to ask you, how was it working with Tristan Rogers? How was that?
Tristan Rogers is a great guy. I mean, not only we just clicked from the beginning, but he's into motor racing. So he's raced cars, and he's like one of his passions. And
so you had a lot to talk
about. He brought that up,
and
I love racing. I raced myself for pretty much my whole life. So as soon as he mentioned that, it was friendship right away. So
I remember I'm seeing some pictures of you in a race car outfit, car driver outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
exciting. Will you be doing any modeling anytime soon again, or?
Not that I know of, but in my business, anything could change very quickly.
Just taking your shirt off for us on night shift. I hope that you get to come to General Hospital. General Hospital. I would love to see. There's so many things. Have you kept up with the show, by the way?
No, I haven't had any time to really keep up with General Hospital. I just kind of see things here and there. But and then when I ran into the cast at the Daytime Emmys, kind of just talked to a few people, but not really. But
well, I got to tell you something. If you do go to Super Soap Weekend, you will just be the star of the whole weekend. You're just so hot. Everyone I know is watching Night Shift. They're watching it for you. They want to see you. We want to see you. I'm so excited to see you back.
Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
I hope the General Hospital brings me back, because I don't want to stop at night shift, so we'll just keep it going.
Well, we're going to get that writing campaign going, Antonio. Trust me. I'll definitely work with you on that. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Yes. And I'm going to write, too, and I'm going to write to the show.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Look, make sure you guys check out my MySpace page and the blogs, because I'm going to post all the information, the comment lines, the addresses. And everybody, please don't email your requests. Physical mail is the absolutely best way to get their attention, because it's just there. It can't be deleted. Physical mail, absolutely. Buy the stamp.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling, honey. All right, I'm sorry. To me, physical mail is the best way for the powers that be to absolutely see what's really going on. Emails get deleted, you know. Mail doesn't go away.
Awesome, thank you.
I lied when I said I had one call I missed. We have one more caller. His name
sure,
is Ryan. He actually does a show like I do called In the Zone. We cross-promote, and he's got a couple questions for you. He just called in. Ryan, you're on the phone with Antonio.
Hey, Joanne. Hey, Antonio. How are you?
How are you, Ryan? Nice to meet you over the phone.
Nice to meet you, too. If you don't mind, I have two questions. My first one is, what was it that enticed you to come back to the soap operas? Did you have any reservations about doing this GH spinoff, or were you pretty confident?
No, I was pretty confident. I know the writers. I know General Hospital, what they do and how well they write for their actors. And I also know the character very well. So, and it's a dear character to me. So everything just came into place at the right time. And I just couldn't say no. I mean, they have never approached me to come back before. I've been on my own doing movies and whatnot for 13 years now. So I guess it's lucky 13.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And my second question would be, if they were to bring your character back onto regular General Hospital, who would you like to have a storyline with? Any particular actresses catch your eye that you wouldn't mind working with?
Well, I would love to go back and work with Vanessa and have Jagger and Brenda again. I mean, that would be that would be huge. I mean, that would be amazing for the show and just for us and for everybody involved. So. That could be a possibility.
Okay, well, I definitely support that. I definitely
Absolutely.
Support that. Joanne, thanks for taking my call. I heard
Any
you had
time,
a
Ryan.
Good interview with him, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Antonio.
Thanks,
Bye.
Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Oh, anytime. Okay, well, we are down to the wire. We're done with our callers, and I have just one question to ask you before we let you go. Would you mind doing a small promo for my show? Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Would you do that for me?
Stardish Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're recording, so whenever you're ready, just spit
it out. So hold on. Let me get my phone so we don't hear that. Hi, this is Antonio. Oh, not there. There we go. Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Oh, gosh, I love you so much. Thank you for doing that for me. Truthfully, remember, tell your guy, send me whatever you got going on, addresses to the restaurant, all that stuff. Tell him to email me everything, and I will have it plastered to where you're going to be waiting months and months for reservations to get into your places. Okay, well, it's been such a treat, and I want you back when the storyline starts to develop.
Okay.
And it's been such an honor. I just can't thank you enough for doing this for me.
Okay, thank
your
you fans. So much.
Everybody say thank you to Antonio. And Antonio, I'm going to take us out of the show with a very familiar song for you. So we're gonna leave the show with Janet Jackson. Good night, Antonio.
Bye, honey. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
XL04. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. MSL04. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.